Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches B'chayyurim, Perek Dalin, Mishnah of Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asabas Rachel, Shish B'zeichet Avan Jusivu Hagon, Bikar of Mamish. Now, the previous Mishnah we had said that a person is not allowed to take schar. He is not allowed to collect payment for paskening whether B'char has a mom. So Mishnah Vav tells us something similar. Hanaitel schari ladun. If someone takes schar, he gets paid to judge a case. Let's say Dini Mamanis, you come. Does Reuven owe Shimon money? And he gets paid for that. Dina B'talim, his din is batal. There's a Joshua from Pasuk that just like Hashem judges for free, so to a dayan has a judge for free. Similarly, lahaid, if a person gets paid to give eidos, to give testimony about something that he knows, eidos b'talin, his eidos is batal. Also, lahazay sulakadesh, if a kohen gets paid for hazah or for kiddush, this both has to do with the process of paraduma. We know if a person is tamei meis, he gets sprinkled with what's called mechatas, that's ashes of the paraduma mixed with water. And so if a kohen gets paid either to do hazah, to sprinkle a person, or to do kiddush, which is mixing water with the ashes of the paraduma, so meima ara, his water is just cave water, and his ashes are just regular ashes. In other words, this is just considered regular chulin, plain old water and ashes, and it has no kedusha whatsoever to it, and it doesn't work at all. However, there is a certain type of schar which is allowed. Imhaya kayin, if the person whose services are needed is a kayin, for example, they need him to give eidos, they need him to give testimony about something, and he's a kayin, or in this last case that we just mentioned, regarding working with the water and ashes of paraduma, which needs to be done by a kayin, vitim'o mitshumasai, and on his way to go help, he became tamei, and now he's not able to eat truma, machilay umashka v'sachai, the person who needs the services of this kain could give him food, drink, and anoint him with regular chulin oil, and it's not considered like he's getting paid for his services. Even though chulin is more expensive than truma, it's still not considered like he's getting paid. And also, if he was old, markibah al-chamar, he could get a donkey ride, and he also could give him his schar like a regular worker, meaning if this kain or this person who's helping out, paskin the case or do whatever it is losing out on some sort of other schar and other payment that he could have gotten, some sort of other job that he had in order to help out, so he could get reimbursed for that. How the reimbursement works is beyond the scope of our discussion, but he could get some sort of reimbursement for that, and it's not considered getting paid for his services. And moving on to Mishnah Zayin, Hachashad al Bechayrus, says the Mishnah, somebody who suspected regarding Bechayrus, specifically regarding a Kayin, that he suspected that he's going to actually put a mum on the Bechar, so that now he could shechet and keep it for himself, and he doesn't have to bring his a carbon. You're not allowed to buy deer meat from him, because the color of deer meat is similar to that of a calf, which would be a Bechar, and we suspect that he'd be selling the Bechar meat like regular, so you can't buy any meat that looks like the Bechar meat. Also, v'loy aris she'in navudin, you also can't buy hides from him that are not processed. That's because we're afraid it's a hide of the Bechar. Now, if the hide was processed, you are allowed to buy it from him, because he's not going to process the hide of a Bechar that he put a mum on, due to the fact that he's afraid that he's going to be caught by the Chachamim. They're going to take the hide away and bury it, and then all of his hard work in processing and tanning the hide is for nothing. So he will sell an unprocessed hide from this Bechar that's usher, but not a processed one. Rabbi Elazar Aimer, he says, you could also buy from him the hide from a female animal. That's because a Bechar is a male animal. Mishnah continues, one is not allowed to buy from him wool, which is whitened and cleaned from all the dirt that's inside of it, because this might come from a Bechar, and he will comb it and clean it and might sell it, so you can't buy from him. You could buy spun wool from him, or already made begadim, because he's not going to put in that much effort if he's dealing with wool that he's really not allowed to be using, because it's similar to the hides that he's afraid that he's going to be caught by the chamim, and so he's not going to take usher wool and process it so much. So if he's selling processed wool, which was spun or ready made into begadim, you could buy that from him, and there's no suspicion. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Ches and Tes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.